Philadelphia police have arrested a suspect in the deadly July 7th mass shooting in the 1500 block of South Eddington Street, and they say more arrests are expected. Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor says the shooting, which came at the end of the July 4th weekend, apparently started as the result of a big mistake when one person fired a gun in the air.
I don't know if I've ever seen contagious gunfire like this among one party, maybe in two people shooting each other and others start joining in. But this particular case, we really don't have an argument. We don't have an opposing party. They're just firing a gun indiscriminately. And you could really see that on the porch video. You don't even know where those bullets are going. We were trying to figure that out, too.
22-year-old Terrell Frazier is facing 3 murder charges and other related offenses in the case. In addition to the 3 homicides, 9 people were injured. According to Venor, officers are looking for as many as a dozen other suspects. Shell casings, from a total of 13 guns were discovered. If there's no additional state funding for SEPTA by this time next week, transit officials will start the process of implementing service cuts. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more on the drastic reduction in SEPTA schedules set to take effect August 24th.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said the agency just can't wait to make changes that will go into effect. Changes that include eliminating 32 bus routes and reducing rail service that amounts to shutting down 20% of the system.
We've been waiting 2 years for a solution from Harrisburg. So one more month, one more year, 2 more years. At some point, we have to make a decision that's in the best interest of our customers and the best interest of our employees to stabilize, if you will, the system.
If no new funding comes by the first of the year, there will be another round of cuts. Sauer says people can call their elected officials in Harrisburg because they're the only ones that can stop the cuts from happening.